A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
The Aussie Backyard Bird Count wraps up tomorrow. All this week, it's a chance to do citizen science. All you got to do, there's an app you can download or you can find the website, and they just reckon spend 20 minutes somewhere in your area counting the birds you can see.
Right, so the different species in your garden.
Yeah, so it's like there's, okay, I saw 10 magpies and a couple of crows. And
I have lots of willy wagtails and some wattle birds in my back garden.
I think it's mostly maggies. There's a few crows around our way.
Oh.
And the littlies. I don't know if they're little honeysuckles or
whatever. Yeah, yeah. They're
plants, aren't they? Honeysuckers would be a... I think he's a bird.
Are they wattle birds?
I'm totally full bottle on all
this. I feel like
business.
A honeysuckle and a wattle bird are the same thing.
They might be. I'm not sure. I think there's a lot of common names. Mm. Anyway, do what you can. Try not to confuse people
Hopefully
too much.
Hopefully, you're more accurate than us.
Yeah, and look, I think it's the effort that counts. Really, yeah. It's the effort you make. AussieBirdCount.org.au. So look, I get that not everyone gets to splash out like a Kardashian on an engagement ring.
No.
But
no.
No. No. I mean, I get that. That's fine. But I think I found a candidate for a diamond substitute that exactly no one would find acceptable.
Oh, no.
Chinese media have reported on a Japanese guy who's made a YouTube video where he collects a year's worth of his nail clippings.
That is disgusting.
Grinds them into a powder, mixed it with water, baked it, and then moulded the clay-like result into a diamond shape, which he then added to a silver ring, which he also made himself, but thankfully not out of any of his body parts.
Well, look, it really was heartfelt, wasn't it?
Well, it's
giving a piece of himself.
Really is
literally.
A piece of him, literally is. So there you go, a substitute diamond ring made out of nail clippings. And they say romance is dead.
Oh, yuck, don't do it at home. Please do not.
On the line, ladies and gentlemen, Conrad Sewell.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Hey, good, thanks.
Very well. Can you just confirm, your poor mum, I read somewhere that you were born 10 and a half pounds as a bub. Is that
Straight
right?
Straight into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah,
I was 10 and a half.
We know this from your latest single, Big World. Obviously, the opening line, Mama had a long birth. Obviously, she did.
She would with a baby that size.
So the single basically is a retelling of your life, is that right?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, as much as you can fit into a 3-minute pop song.
Yeah.
So the brief Cliff Notes versions, but yeah, kind of. I just, it was random how it came about. I just started talking about my life in this session once, and yeah, I thought, what better way to start the song than talking about the way you were born, and then go on to talk about my journey and, how I've always, wanted to be a singer and be on stage. And, by traveling the world, I ended up, getting to do that. So it's my favorite song on the record. It's crazy that I managed to be that specific with the lyric and people let me do it.
Awesome. Yeah, it is a great single.
And it's kind of like your mission statement.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Like, I mean, the last verse sort of sums up, what I love doing in life, which is being on stage and the legacy I want to leave behind. So yeah, I've always loved it. It's always been one of my favourites off the album.
Fantastic. And obviously getting you here to performing at the AFL Grand Final, I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was an amazing experience. I was so nervous on the day, but it all turned out all right.
Oh, look,
Yeah, good job.
You didn't collapse in a heap, so that's definitely going to be a big...
that's a win.
A big plus. Hats off. I know you've done some pretty big gigs and stuff, so was that, do you reckon, the most number of people in an arena? Or I suppose you did Coachella, didn't you?
Yeah, I did Coachella, which I think I'm not sure what Coachella is, the capacity, but, Coachella's, there's lots of different people everywhere, Whereas I think the AFL was so crazy because the whole country stops, It's like for that 1 minute...
Yeah, it's all you, isn't it?
I had them all in the palm of my hands.
Yeah.
But, so it was pretty, very nerve-wracking. I mean, luckily the camera didn't pick up how much my knee was shaking when I was doing it. Yeah.
And you are coming down here, down south here in WA in March. Have you been down south before? Have you been blessed enough to check out the beautiful southwest region?
You know what? I went to Mandurah. Is that down south?
That's where we are right now.
Really?
Yeah, we're Coast FM in Mandurah.
Amazing. That's amazing. I didn't know exactly where I was talking to on the coast, but yeah, because I've got family friends in Perth, and they had a holiday home down in Mandurah, so.
So did you like
it? I fell in love in Mandurah once, actually.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Sounds about right.
so you know, there's a shirt you can actually buy down here. It's the I Caught Crabs in Mandurah. So I don't know if you picked one of those up when you were down here. We have a great crabbing community, in case you're wondering what's that about.
It does work more than one way.
That's amazing. I'm super excited to come back and visit it. It's been a long time since I was there.
Yeah, well, hopefully we can catch you on the way through, because you are playing at Dunsborough Tav on March 7th. Make sure you grab your tickets to see Comrade Saw, and hopefully he'll be coming through in Mandurah on the way. Look out for him.
with any luck wearing the T-shirt.
We'll buy you one of those T-shirts if you come to visit us, all right?
Please do.
All right, we'll see you then.
It's time to think about your beach body? Is that where you're going with this
Summer's
one?
Summer's coming, okay. So you've got to get ready for all those beach days that are coming up.
And
this is the perfect way to get your cheeks ready. And I'm not talking about the cheeks on your face.
Not blush.
No.
Not those.
Your butt cheeks. So there's a new...
What technology have you found, Nikki? Tell us about it.
A new skincare regime for your bum cheeks. Because apparently butt skincare is now a thing, according to the New York Times.
Well, they show a lot of them off. I mean, look at Adventure World. All sorts of issues about too much butt.
So sheet masks for your bum cheeks to give you that instant glow your cheeks.
Like face masks that you stick on.
Yeah, you know sheets that
for your bootay.
That make you look like a ghost. And they've got the eye holes and the little nose holes.
The ones where your dog and cat don't recognise you.
Yeah. Well, I imagine this one would only have one hole. For your behind.
I hadn't thought about it. And they work in the same way? What, you apply
them? Just apply it to your bum, leave it for however long. And apparently there's a coconut and jasmine rump scrub that you can do before for an everlasting glow.
Is it, in case you've got too many blackheads or something? Is that what we're going there?
I guess so. Oh, that's a yucky isn't it?
Really, what are we trying to achieve here, people?
If you got bum pimples, then you want to get this mask.
Where do we get them from? Quick, tell us where to get them from.
Look, I'm sure you can head online and just Google butt masks and find a few, but the New York Times have rated a few, so if you would like to check out more details, you can check out that article if you're really concerned about your butt skincare.
If you're going to do it, get the ones that work.
Get the good ones.
Get the ones that lift and tighten and all that
kind
of business.
Exactly, yep.
All right, thanks for that.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And here's our gossip guru, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, Selena Gomez is on a roll, dropping yet another surprise single. This one's called Look At Her Now. Of course she was sad, but now she's glad she dodged a bullet. Took a few years to soak up the tears, but look at her now. Watch her go. Look at her now.
It does sound like it's a good song.
It's
sounds
very
like she's
catchy.
Just eating something yummy.
I think Selena always does something a little unusual in her songs. That's what I like about them. But yeah,
love it.
This comes just hours after she premiered the other track, Lose You to Love Me, yesterday, which is a song about Justin Bieber that his now wife, Hailey Baldwin, responded to with a screenshot of a song called I'll Kill You. So, very subtle.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez has now responded to that with a live Instagram video warning fans against trolling.
I am grateful for the response that the song is getting. I'm so grateful. However, I do not stand for women tearing women down. And I will never, ever be by that. So please be kind to everyone. It doesn't matter what the situation is. If you're my fans, don't be rude to anybody, please. Don't go off and say things that you just feel in the moment.
And she got a text halfway through. Yeah. Disney Plus streaming platform is reportedly working on a Hocus Pocus 2 with hopes of bringing back the movie's original stars. I am gonna tell you.
Bet.
Yes, screenwriters are currently working on a way to bring back Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker and Kathy Najimy for the sequel. It's still unknown whether they'll return as main characters or just be cameos in the project, right. But you do have to have Disney Plus to see it. And some news from Coldplay, they have a new album coming out next month.
How very random.
I know, and listen to this, right? The date is when a solar eclipse was visible to much of the world nearly 100 years ago. They've picked this date. It's November 22, so that's going to be occurring on a solar eclipse that happened 100 years ago that anniversary.
I see the anniversary of it. There is one coming up this year.
No. Just an anniversary of 100 years ago for some reason.
Wow.
And they let everyone know through a typewritten note that they sent out to fans in the mail. Very interesting. And apparently it's in two halves. One's called Sunrise, one's called Sunset. Look, there's too much going on for me.
They love that. This talk of stars and stuff like that. They, for some reason, they're always looking up when they write songs, Coldplay.
Astronomical.
Clearly. All right. Well, one to look out for. I didn't get the letter, so I'm glad you told us.
Nikki and Tamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.